This is KUT. I'm Emily Donahue with the Texas Standard. Imagine there is a disaster, but you saw something. The one thing that would change everyone else's mind about what really happened, but no one believes you. Imagine there's another person who saw exactly what you saw, and no one believes him either. What would you do? Well, Austin author Meg Gardner's new book, Phantom Instinct, pursues that question through 356 pages of nonstop action. Meg Gardner joins me now in the KUT studios. Thanks so much for being here.
Hello, Emily. It's great to be here again.
So 356 pages truly of nonstop action.
Well, they stop. People have dinner and they go to the beach and they, you know, get blown up and everything that happens on a normal California weekend. But yes, there is a lot of action. It's a thriller. So that's what's supposed to happen.
Can you just give us a little bit of a hint of the story plot line?
It's about two people, Harper Flynn, who is a former thief, a former Navy spook, now a bartender, and Aiden Garrison, who is a Los Angeles Sheriff's Department detective, who are survivors of a catastrophic shootout and fire at the club where Harper works. Her boyfriend is killed, so are many other people. The fire department, the cops close the case, say that both of the attackers were killed in the fire, but Aiden and Harper are the two people who say, no, there was a third shooter who led the attack, and he's the one that killed her boyfriend, and he's the one who injured Aiden desperately, and he melted away in the smoke and escaped, and now he's back.
It's not your first thriller.
No, it's my 12th.
It's your 12th. But it is a departure from your last book, which at the end indicated there might be a sequel or a series coming in.
There still could be, but this story was the one that demanded to be told, so that's what's out right now.
So you have several percolating at any one time?
Well, I try to. Ideas are out there. They're everywhere in the air. The question is how to grab them and turn them into something that keeps people turning the pages all night long.
So when you go to the coffee shop, you sort of watch people and come up with storylines?
The coffee shop, the bus, sitting in a radio studio, looking at everybody who's around here. Any place, it's all material.
So, really?
So, of course, you just you take it in and see how you can twist it in some kind of terrible way.
So, you know, one of the things that I enjoy about this book and the last book and many of your books, your protagonists are women. But they're not sort of really hardcore cops or detectives or agents. They're ordinary people thrust into extraordinary circumstances.
I think I'm an ordinary person. I try to think what would happen if I were faced with the collapse of my world and chaos breaking in, bad guys coming after the people I love. I think readers like to see how ordinary people find the resources to rise to the challenge. And that's what a lot of the heroines in my novels do.
Yeah. But I mean, in the thriller world, female protagonists are in much shorter supply than male protagonists. Did you set out deliberately to write about women?
I am a woman. I know I can write women from the inside out. When I first started reading modern mysteries and thrillers, the books that really grabbed hold of me were the ones that had female protagonists who seized their own destinies, who went out and did it themselves. And I was just so struck by that I wanted to raise the banner as well. And I think thought it was a lot of fun, too, to see women who don't carry, you know, heavy weaponry or have ninja skills, but really have to rely on their brains and their ingenuity to get through some deadly situations.
And their determination.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you said this is number 13?
It's number 12.
Number 12. And you always have some percolating.
Of course.
So what's next?
I must hold you in suspense, but I am working on another thriller. And I will just say it is set in California, and I hope it will give people chills.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me in.
Meg Gardner is the author of Phantom Instinct, and it's in bookstores now. For the Texas Standard, I'm Emily Donahue. KUT News.